Hello and welcome to Ewan Mefford Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Ewan. Dr. Cam Ewan, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Ewan, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Ewan a question, please visit ewanmefford.com/ask. That's ewanmefford.com/ask.
And Marty Greenberg, co-leader of the Ewan Method and co-author of Delete on the Spot, Stress and Pain. We're so excited that you're here live with us today for this amazing Father's Day special. We're going to delete all family and father-related problems today. So you can call in and Dr. Ewan and I will talk to you, and more importantly, not just talk to you, but delete any problems that affect you with Father's Day. So Dr. Ewan's going to get started by telling you why it's so important to delete these, you know, issues and triggers and things that come up with your father before the actual day itself.
Well, it's never about talking, because when you talk to your father or your father talk to you, you know, no one likes that, right? So you want to find the thing that triggered people off and the weakness that associated with that relationship you have with your dad, and you actually find those weaknesses and strengthen them and delete the effects of those. Those could be cumulative effects that have been with you all lifetimes, or if you consider other lifetimes, there's plenty of those negative effects that you could actually strengthen and delete the effects, and then you will have a great Father's Day without those things that you have to deal with.
So not just your relationship with your father, but mothers. If you, you know, think about when, if you have, you know, a husband and how your husband, you know, relates to the children. Dr. Ewan, do you have anything to say about that for mothers?
Well, the mother usually set up what's going on, the dynamic in the family, because the mother spend most time with the children and in the beard the children. So the mother really have all the influences. You know, the father have influences, but usually those influences not as neutral and as pleasant. It ought to be coming from the mother.
So let's take a moment to just honor your father and your entire family. Dr. Ewan, you want to talk a little bit about honoring your family and your father?
Well, it's not so much about honoring. It's just be able to communicate non-verbally at that, right? So that would take into consideration that relationship, unconditional consideration, and you could call that, you know, unconditional love.
So let's talk about deletion and what the Ewan Method is. For those of you who are new to the Ewan Method, what we do that's different is that we actually apply a deletion. And what exactly is a deletion? A deletion is 8 components: eliminate, set free, make independent, release, protect, forgive, forget, unconditional love. You want to come to a place where, you know, in our minds, in our bodies, in our spirits, we store memories. And these memories can be not just from this lifetime, but from past lifetimes. And those memories continue to affect us. So whether your father is still alive or not, or you have memories of growing up when you were little, or negative memories and emotions and triggers, it's so important that that affects us through our entire life. And what a deletion does is it deletes it in your mind, your body, your spirit, so that those memories have no effect on you. So Dr. Ewan is going to discuss a little bit about what no effect really means. Like, it has no effect on you anymore. Can you just delete it on the spot?
Well, usually it's not just one effect. It's accumulation of years. And if you're talking about past life, whether there is a past life or not, it's a virtual reality that you have to deal with. It comes up as a cumulative effect. And it could be like affect you 1,000,000% of you or more. And you have to take that into consideration and delete those things from ever affecting you again in your future.
So like I said, this is a live demonstration. So for those of you who want to call in for anything at all about your father or your family, whether it's arguments, family feuds, with divorces, you're worried about maybe your father aging or things that come up, you know, to just be mentally more sharp. What other things, Dr. Yun?
You name it.
We cover it.
Right. So it's about not just discuss or have a discussion about it, but actually move in a direction of changes that you could perceive yourself and not having encouragement for us to for you to accept the changes.
So it's so important because the family, you know, has that, it's the unit, and it's so important, the synergy of the family. It's our foundation and just really keeping that energy strong. So I know there's a lot of people out there, and I recognize a lot of names here in the chat. I got my computer and I will be reading the chat and responding to you live. But I want to make you, you know, just reinforce that everybody on this live stream will benefit. And then as others get better, you will too, especially if you resonate with something that we're discussing and deleting. So with that said, we appreciate you coming to these live streams every month because the UN method is a way of life. It's not something that you just do once. And you know, whether you come once or you come twice, I mean, every time you come back to these live streams, they keep you strong on a regular basis. So thank you to all the people around the globe. And we have people in China, Australia, Canada, Taiwan, Russia, Europe. And oh my gosh, we got so many emails coming our way, especially after the last live stream on family problems. So thank you for all the wonderful testimonies and success stories. You know, continue to write us, send us an email at contactus@unmethod.com. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get going with this live stream and we'll explain more about how this works as we take live callers. So our team is here. We'll take the first live caller.
All right, 317.
317, you're on live.
Hi, my father died at the age of 52.
Yes.
From alcoholism, and so did his father.
Okay.
And I'm wondering two things. My oldest son, who's 25, has a very hard time controlling his drinking.
Okay.
He's gotten in trouble a few times. So, you know, is that in the, you know, the hereditary? I've heard that it's hereditary. So I was wondering if you could help with that, with
sure.
him.
Okay.
So you want to take that or you want me to take that?
What do you feel, Dr. Yun?
Okay, so why don't I just take it then? I know it's usually, you know, ladies first, but so we look at that situation and you're concerned about your son to turn out to be like his dad, right? There's a concern
yes,
there, right?
Yes.
So that's a concern there. Now we look at that situation, that concern. Of course, that concern comes from how he affects you, right? So even if he doesn't say things to you directly, of course, we will look at how his dad affect him and how he received the message from his dad. And it doesn't matter if he's, you know, physically here or not. So we will just look at that situation and that weakness. That's the weakness that come up as a leading weakness. So we have to deal with that. And also his experiences with other dads in other time and space. You know, a lot of people say this past life and all that, but you know, you consider as that, or if you don't, you don't have to, okay? So we just strengthen the situation and process it and also improve the internal dynamics he has with his father and his father with him. And now let's say you think about him again, are you just as concerned as before in comparison?
No, I'm not as concerned.
Okay.
Took a deep breath on it.
So something have changed, right? The internal dynamic have changed. So you don't have to ask the other person to cooperate, right? So you just change the whole dynamic that affects the family without asking anyone in the family, because when you ask them, they get mad by when you ask them, right? So, well, that's good. Thank you.
My second question is my unresolved relationship with my father, because he died, you know, we did not have a good relationship. Can that be blocking me from having a wonderful relationship with a man?
Well, let's look at that. It could, but it affects you other ways. So it would make you struggling with other things in your life that, of course, are going to wear off on your relationship with anyone, right? Especially another man, right? So now look at that situation. It's really you with other fathers, not just this one, but, you know, you go back for thousands of years to different fathers, and that affects you like 1,000,000% of you. So we just lighten that up. Lead down to zero and all that, right? Now, when you think about your dad again, what's that seem like compared before? Okay, so you changed, right?
I'm not concerned about my dad. I'm concerned about, you know, I'm finding a wonderful person for me to spend, you know.
Oh, okay.
We
can look at that too, right? So when you think about relationship with a man and, You have experience, it's always turned out to be a conflict, and you have more experience that it would turn out to be a conflict. So let's remove the experience from the past, the cumulative effect that we mentioned earlier. If you don't delete the cumulative effect, it will extend into your future, and your future feels like there's a weakness there connecting back to the past. So we've just changed that. Now, when you think about having a great relationship with a new man. Now, what's that seem like compared before?
It feels good.
Right, you don't have that question as before that goes unanswered in your life, right?
Right.
Okay.
So it's good. You feel good now when you think about that, like a wonderful man coming into your life.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I can handle that.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's take another live caller. We'll try
323.
Okay, 323, you're on live.
Hello.
Okay, yes, that's great. We can hear you. How are you doing tonight?
Doing okay.
Okay, what's your name?
Excuse me. I had a doctor tell me that I had adrenal fatigue. Okay. And it's been going on for quite a while.
Okay. So, Dr. Jean, what do you feel? Are you in pain right now, or do you just feel tired?
I feel tired, and I don't know, part of it might be, who knows, because of having trouble sleeping for a long time.
Okay.
So part of it might be because of just taking things, you know, when people were rude, taking things personally and, you know, getting kind of worked up and stuff like that.
Okay. What was your name again?
Joey.
Joey. Okay. So, Joey, when you think about your family, how does that make you feel? Or when you think about your father?
Yeah, not good. I never liked him or my mother much at all.
Okay. So when you think about your mother and when you think about your father, you think about your family, I'm feeling fatigue. I mean, the first thing you said was that you're feeling fatigue. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and delete those negative emotions and experiences. And you didn't get a lot of support from your parents growing up, and that can really affect you and actually cause a drain of your energy. So I'm strengthening you to that right now. When you think about your parents now, how does that make you feel? Do you feel a change?
You know, I feel some kind of subtle change, something lightening up.
You feel something lightening up. Okay.
Yeah, you know, they're both deceased. I still kind of feel contempt for them. They're both very condemning,
okay.
Belittling.
Yeah, so let's free judgment and criticism and blame. Let's go ahead and delete all of those negative emotions from your spirit. And not so much your mind or your physical body, but you're storing that in your spirit. So I'm going to go ahead and delete that. At the same time, the whole dynamics, especially going back to when you were young, maybe 4 years old, that really affected you, that time period of your life. So, and that's really affecting you in your present day circumstances with feeling weak. And when I tune into you physically, I feel, you know, your lower back is tight, and so I'm going to loosen up your spine and direct strength to your central nervous system and all your organs, your tissues, your cells, and rehydrate you because you have a little bit of dehydration right now. So overall, I'm just going to re-energize your brain and your brain's connection to your central nervous system. And just with re-energizing your brain and your central nervous system and deleting those negative memories that you're holding, how do you feel now? Do you feel a change?
You know, I'm starting to feel like around my eyes, I'm starting to feel a little bit kind of like lighter, easier energy.
Okay. And when you think about that, does that thought still affect you, most importantly?
It's kind of hard to find the thought right now.
It's hard to find the thought. That's what I mean. When I say no effect on you, you can't find it. So that just thinking about it, talking about it, none of that will continue to weaken you. So I call that strength. You have the strength behind it. When you say, you know, think about your future now and moving forward with strength, how does that feel?
I feel optimistic. I feel independent.
You feel independent. And do you have anything to share with our listeners? I mean, that was pretty fast. I mean, just with tuning into you and doing, just resetting your mind, your body, your spirit, and reprogramming your central nervous system and your brain. You seem very open to this, so that's great. I mean,
it's very interesting because I could easily attach to those negative thoughts and feelings, and now it's kind of like I'm trying to do it. You know, for the purpose of, you know, seeing what's happening here now.
Right.
And it's kind of like, I almost can't even think about it.
So I'm hearing you laugh, so that's a good sign. That's
good,
right. You want to laugh at that. It's ridiculous that we hold on to these emotions and sensations and the blame and judgment and criticism that came from our parents. I mean, forget it. It's time to delete it, you know, and delete it in every cell molecule atom of your body, and that's what we did for you. So I'm so glad you were able to experience that. And let us know, you know, stay tuned for the rest of the live stream and let us know how you're feeling towards the end as well in the chat, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for staying with us, even though we had some technical problems. But let me tell you, you're all getting rebooted. Okay, we're going to take another live caller and continue with the strengthening effect. Pay attention to how you're feeling, everyone, because, you know, as these emotions are deleting, they're deleting in you too. Okay, we'll take another live caller.
678.
678, you're on live. 678. Okay, we'll take another caller.
All right. 317.
317.
I went to the chiropractor today.
Okay.
And he told me that I had beginning stages of osteoarthritis in my L4 and L5.
Okay. How would you like to get rid of that today?
I would love that. I don't want to, I'm not accepting that diagnosis.
Okay, that's good. You're not accepting it. You're ready to get rid of it. Okay, so you're L4 and L5. But before I start, how do you feel when you think about your father and your family?
He wasn't there for me. You know, he wasn't there. He literally wasn't there. And he favored my one sister, which everyone knew about. It wasn't a secret. It was very blatant.
Okay, so I feel some energy there. When you say that he favored your sister and he wasn't there for you, didn't support you, let's go ahead. When you think about that, it weakened you. So it's time to delete it. And where you store it, when I tune into your L4 and 5, I don't feel that it's coming from your L4 and 5. In fact, I feel that it's coming from your cervical area of your spine. So specifically your C1, I'm going to strengthen. When you rotate your neck in circle-like movements, could you go ahead and do that for me now? Just rotate your neck in circle-like movements, and I'm loosening up all your vertebrae, and specifically you're storing those memories in your neck. So I'm deleting in every cell molecule atom of your body as well, and I'm directing you strength. Mostly, I feel that it's your mother. When I tune into your father, I know you say that it's your father, but mostly your mother has a stronger effect on you than your father. That comes up as a primary weakness. I don't know, do you follow that? So I'm going to delete any effects that your mother had on you because you, in a way you feel that she didn't like step up to the plate for you. And it may not be conscious, but that's what's coming up. So I'm gonna delete that and any resentment you have towards your sister. So it's really the women in your family, and not so much the men, but so the women. So I'm gonna strengthen all the women energy, your women ancestors, and your entire female line. And with that, how does your lower back feel? How do you feel? I'd like you to think about that situation again, about your father and your sister, and how does that make you feel?
Okay, my neck definitely feels better.
Okay, so
my back still hurts.
Okay, so your neck feels better, and you feel pain where?
Yes.
Okay, so one step at a time. We got your neck, and now... What hurts exactly? Your L4 and 5 still?
Well, he said that L4 and L5, but I actually feel pain on the right lower side, right above my hip. He called it the SI. It was like
Okay, so you feel pain in your
SI. That's actually where there's pain.
Okay, so you feel that. Let's just go with that. When I tune into your SI, that feels strong. Your right hip even feels strong to me. When I tune up into your left shoulder, that's really where the weakness. It's a cross-referred pain. So I'm going to strengthen your central nervous system. I'm going to strengthen your brain connection. Your brain is just not quite where it needs to be. So I'm going to increase your potential to 100% and then 100% infinite potential. So, and it was really at like a 4%. So did you feel that increase up to 100% infinite potential? Because you were storing a lot of memories in there. How does it feel now?
My shoulder feels good and my head feels good.
Okay.
I still have a residue of pain in my right. It's more like above my hip. It's not necessarily my back. It's right above my hip, right where you're.
Okay, so is that different than before? Before you said you felt it in your L4, so this is a different spot?
Yeah, Dad is just telling me what the chiropractor said. He said I had two spots.
Okay, well, we don't want to go with what your chiropractor said. I just want to go with how you physically feel in your body, because you don't want to necessarily listen to experts tell you. You want to go with how you feel in your body, because you're your own expert.
Okay.
Tell me what you feel in your body, and we'll get rid of it.
Okay. There's still residue of pain on my right hand side, right above my hip, right where my butt is.
So let's get rid of that. What I feel there is trauma, not so much physical. So there's some trauma there, and it's really trauma about work, not so much, you know, physically what's going on in your life, but more about work and what you're doing. What do you do right now for a job?
I'm unemployed at the moment.
You're unemployed, and it feels like a financial weakness. So one is your job, second is a financial weakness, and the flow isn't there. And so when the flow isn't there, that energy gets stagnated in your physical body. And for you, you're feeling it in the right side, exactly where you described it. But when I tune into it, like I said, it's more financial, it's more work related. So when you think about your future, having an amazing job, tell us what it is you'd love to be doing. You know, if you had the perfect job.
I love to teach.
What was that?
I love to teach.
You love to teach. Okay.
And so
what would you like to be teaching?
About spirituality and the connection, how it can, you know, help with your life and just,
okay, so maybe
it helps you get along with it.
So come and teach the Ewan method. We got lots of instructors.
I have taken a class.
Come teach it. You fit in perfect. Come and take some more classes. You can get certified and teach. And let me make you strong for doing what you love in teaching. I mean, regardless if it's the Ewan method, spirituality, whatever it be. When you think about that, you still don't feel worthy. You don't feel good enough. So we got to make you strong. Say to yourself, I love myself. Okay. Say it out loud right now. I love myself and I love what I'm doing. Say it out loud. Can you?
Okay. I love myself and I love what I'm doing.
Okay. When you say that, your energy is completely weak. You're up. That's like a 2%. And that's why it's not showing up in your life. And for all listeners, that's so important. When you do positive affirmations, when there's something you want to attract in your life, you've got to have the energy behind it. For you, it's stagnant. So I'm deleting the traumas, illnesses, limitations, fears, phobias, any karmas there, all the way down to zero minus infinity up to 100% infinite potential. Now, how does that feel? moving into the future with strength, doing what you love, and actually, and making a lot of money too, attracting that wealth. And I'm strengthening your heart because there's a little bit of a weakness there, I feel, as well. I just did a lot of strengthening on you. How does that feel in your physical body?
Well, I have a huge smile on my face, and I just took a really deep breath of air. So you're doing something.
I feel
something
the energy.
Wonderful.
I know. I feel your energy completely shifting. I really do. And let me tell you something. You got to take that action. Take more classes with us, you know, if you want to teach the UN method or find something in the spirituality that you love and just do it, because you're going to automatically do it now. You're strong for it. When you say you love what you're doing and you're, you know, making money along with that, doing what you love, I feel the strength. You feel the strength, Dr. Ian, behind her?
Oh, yeah. She's strong. Yeah.
Okay. I feel it really strong for you now. Is there anything you'd like to share? How does that feel?
This feels much better. I really appreciate your help, and I love the class. So thank you very much.
So yeah. So continue to join us. I mean, but did you follow what I did? I mean, a lot of times for people that are new to this, the physical pain you feel in your body, or you get diagnosed with your L4 or L5, it's not coming from there. And not only is it referred pain, it's mental, it's emotional, and how fat the key is how fast you can delete that, get rid of it permanently, forever. So it has no effect on you, so that you automatically take the right action that will lead to that manifestation of what you want, need, and desire. And for you, that's an amazing career with the money flowing. And I'm glad you're feeling this. And the energy is flowing all the way up and down your spine. Do you feel that?
I do. And I do your human exercises from the book that I bought. I do those.
Okay, great.
The deletion and octagon and all that, I do those. So thank you very much.
Good. I'm glad you're implementing the UN method, especially what's in the book, because it really will. It'll keep you strong on a regular basis. So yes, definitely join us for more. And thank you. I'm glad your pain's feeling better. And keep us posted on your success and let us know what you're doing and all the good things to come. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marty. Thank you, Dr. Nguyen.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so how's everyone feeling that's listening? Are you feeling the energy start to flow in your vertebrae up and down your spine and feeling the strength coming your way? Because that's what this is all about. So, all right, we'll take another caller.
All right, 914.
914, you're on live. 914,
Hi.
You're on live. How are you?
Hear me.
Okay, and your name?
Hi, how are you?
Good, and your name?
Marianne Chung.
Marianne, okay. Marianne, how do you feel when you think about your family, your father? What's going on?
I didn't know my dad. I never met my dad, so I don't have any connection, no real connection. My mom raised me as a single mother.
Okay.
And there were two of us. She had two children. My sister died a month before her 19th birthday back in 72.
Okay, so without really knowing your father, how does that make you feel?
I'm better with it now. I wasn't really good before because I always
wondered
what it was about me
that made
him want to stay away.
Okay, so did you feel bad about that? Like you wondered. I mean, there's a lot of people listening in the stream, and then I'm sure they never knew their father either. And, you know, that can be kind of harsh on you, you know, wondering why, what exactly were you wondering? So we can go ahead and delete that for you.
I was wondering what exactly, because you don't know the whole story. You just know what you're told. But I just wanted to know that. I just wanted to understand where he was coming from, why he chose not to be a part of my life.
Okay.
Growing up.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And that can be very challenging. Like you have these unknowns and questions that you're unsure about why you didn't want me. But let's take a look at that, okay? How about, while we go into this, do you have any physical pain though as a baseline? How do you feel in your physical body? Do you have any physical pain?
I'm having pain. I'm having pain in my feet. The doctor told me I had a heel spur in my right foot. And now it seems like it's going, I'm experiencing the same type of pain in my left foot.
Okay, so pay attention to how your feet feel as we do this deletion, because a lot of these thoughts and emotions that you're having, get stagnated in your body. And your feet, it's important that the energy goes down and out the bottom of your feet, because your feet are what's called an exit portal. And Dr. Yin always talks about exit portals and the energy getting stuck. So we're going to push that energy down and out through the bottom of your feet. But specifically, when I feel your father, it was nothing personal towards you. It was just, and I feel when I tune into you that it was so, you felt so much hurt and rejection. So let's go ahead and let go of all that negative energy there, whether, you know, not even specifically naming rejection and wondering and the unknown. I'm just going to go ahead. I feel like you're storing a lot of that energy in your mind. So I'm going to delete it specifically in your mind, and I'm going to reset your mind, your body, spirit, and reprogram your thinking and awareness and just reboot your inner computer. So just with doing that, how do you feel now when you think about it?
Better.
You feel a change?
Better.
Okay, so
I don't wonder as much anymore. You know, I've learned to just accept it is what it is. But when I was coming up, I had a really hard time with it, but it doesn't bother me anymore.
Okay, so it doesn't have an effect. And that's something very important that you just said. Like, it has no effect on you when you think about it. And it's something that you really have to experience the UN method. That's why we take live callers, because we really delete it out of your cells, your molecules, your atoms, down to the quantum particles, where energy is matter and matter is energy. So with that being said, that's deleted. I'm going to continue, though, and make sure that your feet, we strengthened your exit portals. But more importantly, it's not coming from your feet. It's really coming from the opposite end, the top of your head. And I feel like a lot of the energy gets stuck in the top of your head, and you're feeling it in your feet. And that's what's called referred pain. And so there's a lot of negative spiritual experiences that you're storing in your physical body and like all around your head area. So I'm going to push that down and out the bottom of your feet and give you a recharge, because your life force is really operating at like 40% right now. So let's get that up to 100%. Let's re-energize your brain, your central nervous system, all your systems, your organs, your tissues. And I'm literally directing you this energy right now, just with re-energizing your brain and turning on your receiver to 100% infinite potential. How does that feel in your feet?
My feet feel better. The pain seems to be subsiding.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's speed that up. The pain's subsiding, but we want to speed that process up. So there's some slow energy there. So let's speed you up to the speed of the planet. What do you think, Dr. Yuen? How does she feel now in her feet? You feel anything?
You strengthened it pretty good, Marnie. So doing a good job.
So you're feeling good. Do you feel that speeding up in your feet, that the process of deletion? Do you have any pain at all? Is really the question.
It's in a little. It's better than when I first started. Matter of fact, it's getting better now with speaking.
You know what you got to do? Are you sitting down right now? Can you just stand up and walk a little bit? Because I feel like the energy's got to get moving in your feet. Are you standing up?
Yeah, I'm walking.
Okay, and so when you're walking, actually walking, you're pretty strong with walking, but sitting for a long period of time, your feet will hurt. So I'm going to strengthen you for walking, for sitting, for movement, and really strengthen that spinal cord connection to your brain, to your feet. How do you feel now in your feet?
Better.
It's better?
Better. The pain is subsiding.
Okay, good. That's what we want to hear. Okay, so that's what it's all about, you know, getting rid of the pain, getting rid of all your negative emotions and thoughts and feelings. So I'm glad that has no effect on you now with your family, your father, and I'm glad your feet are feeling better. Is there anything you'd like to share with our audience here?
No, I've been following Dr. Yuen for about a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay.
And what pushed me to, most of the time I'm sleeping at this time because I go to bed at 7 o'clock because I wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I know. Well, I'm glad you're awake for this one.
My feet was hurting and I was having a hard time walking.
Oh, my gosh.
But what pushed me to get in touch with him was last week my dog was diagnosed with diabetes and a thyroid condition.
Wow.
And I didn't think it was strange in an animal. It just blew me away.
Wow.
So I started to do the more research, and he talked about healing with your family members and your coworkers and animals. And I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. I need to reach out and stay up and listen to the seminar and see how exactly that works.
Well, you just experienced it now. How it works exactly on animals, exactly the same as humans. So you experienced it now. I'm actually, as you're speaking, I'm directing strength to your dog because, it, like I said, and like Dr. Ian says, it works on pets too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It actually works better on them than on humans.
It works better on pets because they're not they're not blocking anything. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, humans can tend to block sometimes.
Well, they have a mind, human mind that blocks everything, actually. So animals don't have a mind that blocks it.
Okay.
So keep in touch with us because, yeah, this does work on pets. So, yeah, keep in touch with us and keep going because every live stream you come to, you'll get stronger and stronger.
Well, I will. I signed up for your teleclinic class.
Okay, great.
July for 5 weeks.
Okay, great. The teleclinic is coming up in July. That's great because I'll tell you, the teleclinic that's coming up in July that you just registered for, and that's great. Every week for 5 weeks, you can submit an issue. And so 1 week you could submit for your dog, another week you could submit for yourself, and then another week you could do it for a family or loved one. So like I said, you get five different, you know, and after 5 weeks, you're really feeling it because it's the progression and the continuation of over a 5 week period that really works. So I'm so glad you're registered for that. Enjoy it and keep us posted after that. Come on a live stream and let us know how that clinic was for you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for getting rid of my pain. I feel wonderful.
Yeah, you're doing great. Keep it up. I'd love to hear from you and you're doing the right thing. You're on the streams, you're coming to the clinic and your dog's going to get better. I'll have to tell you. You're going to be amazed by the results.
I'm looking forward to it.
And you'll learn how to do this, too. You should take a course, and you can do it on your dog yourself.
I intend to.
Okay, great. It was so nice meeting you. Thanks for coming on and sharing with the audience.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a pleasant evening.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, well, like I said, this does work on your pets. So, you know, you can learn how to do this and work on your pets. It's amazing. Okay, we'll take another live caller.
All right, 608.
608, you are on live.
Hi, this is Kari.
Hi, how are you doing? What comes to mind when you think about your father or your family?
When I think about my father, I think that I only receive love when I'm sick or needy. And at the moment, I mean, for years now, I've been really sick and I can't get better.
Okay, so you're experiencing, what symptoms do you feel right now?
I have major food sensitivities so that I mean, at the moment I can only eat two foods, period. And when I eat other things, I have pain, I have fatigue, I go into fight or flight.
Okay, so
you're out of alignment.
You have pain, fatigue,
pain.
And you can only eat a few
what?
Things. You have pain, fatigue, you can only eat a few things. Is that what you...
Two things, you said.
You can only eat like two things. What are those two things?
Squash and catfish.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Acorn squash and catfish.
Squash, okay. The reason I ask is because we want to strengthen you so that whatever you eat does not have an effect on you. So when you think about eating, how does that make you feel right now?
Scared.
Scared. Okay, so there's some fear there. Okay, so let's take a look. How long has this been affecting you?
Well, really badly for probably about 10 years, but I mean, it's been affecting me since 97.
Okay, so I feel, all right, let's just get right into this because I'm feeling a lot of, there's some negative energy coming in your heart center and a lot of negative emotions and grief and fear and trust issues. And not so much going back to your parents, but it's more of a relationship that you have with yourself. And there's some lack of trust. It's like every move forward, you take a move back. And then you try to go forward, and then you come back. So there's this restricting energy there. So I'm going to go ahead and see the real reasons and causes and sources of that. And what I feel is that 10 years ago, there was just like this separation kind of feeling in your life. And you're not sure where, what direction you're going and where you're going. You have a lot of unanswered questions. So what I'm going to do is delete all negative spiritual experiences, the unknown, fear of the unknown, fear of moving into your future, and all the effects of that down to zero minus infinity up to 100%. And specifically with eating, I'm going to delete any memories of, there's like a stabbing experience. So there's some traumas there of you starving other people. And that comes from a past life. And that's not something that you're going to be consciously aware of, but I pick it up in your spirit. So I'm going to delete all those negative spiritual experiences and traumas. And with that said, are you feeling more energy? Did you feel any change with that strengthening effect?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Okay, so there's some change. There's some energy there when I ask, like, and it's interesting because when I ask you how you're feeling, you're not sure. And there's a lot of things in your life, it's okay, but you're just unsure of. So let's go specifically into that and delete everything in life that you're unsure about. And that's like a trillion things. I'm going to delete that down to zero minus infinity. And I'm going to strengthen you for changing. Because for those of you who are watching this, if you're not strong to change, it doesn't matter what you do. Any kind of therapy that you do, that isn't going to take effect in your life because you're weak to it. So let me make sure that your conscious and your subconscious is strong for change. Do you follow that? So right now I'm strengthening you so that you're strong to change, you're strong for moving forward, you're strong to being sure. So when you say to yourself right now, I am 100% sure, just say that out loud because I want that energy to be behind you when you say that. I'm 100% sure. And how does that make you feel right now? Because I'm putting that strength behind you.
I kind of feel like, well, it'd be good if I believed that.
Doubt. Okay, so let's stop right there. You're still doubting. So there's very specific strengthening I need to do for you right now, and it has to do with doubt because you've doubted everybody, any expert that you've ever been around, whether it was your teachers or consultants or people, you doubt everybody. You don't want anybody to tell you what to do. You don't want to hear it from anyone. It's almost like you're like covering your ears. You follow that?
Oh, completely. Any authority figure, don't tell me anything.
Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. Okay,
who is exactly the same way. I mean, she's even worse. You can't tell her anything. You're like, I won't.
I just told me so. Well, she gets that from you too. I mean, it's really strong on the woman's side.
I know.
Your mother and all the mothers and all the grandmothers, forget the fathers, it runs on the women's side. So we got to delete that down to zero minus infinity up to 100% so that hearing things actually weaken you and people. So I have to strengthen you to that because I'm really not doing this. I'm tuning into you. And even better than that, here's what I'd like you to do. You're going to do this on yourself. Would you like that? Would you like to do this on yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. So what I'd like you to do is place your attention, and all you listeners too, on your midline. What I mean by your midline is you can't see it, but it's a line. It's invisible, and it runs up and down your midline. So you can think about your spinal cord for a second and put your thought at the base of your spine. Did you feel that? Put your thought, everybody listening, put your thought at the base of your spinal cord and allow that energy to rise up and down your midline very quick, a fast frequency, like 2 seconds or less, just up and down your midline. And repeat to yourself, I delete all authority figures. And this is going to be really powerful for you. I delete any. It's almost like you have to delete all the experiences of ever being told by an authority figure what to do. Delete all of that. Just say to yourself, delete, right on the midline. Do you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, so how does that make you feel? And now, more importantly, when you think about just moving forward with strength and whether someone tells you what's right or wrong, it really has no effect on you. Like, you are your own self-expert. And you're doing like what Dr. Yoon and I are directing. You were directing you strength, but it's really coming from yourself because we all are self-experts, right, Dr. Yoon?
No, for sure. You want to become more and more of an expert as the days go by.
So how does that make you feel when you think about just moving forward with strength and having the vitality and actually being able to eat anything.
You want to be stronger than your food.
You want to be stronger than the food you eat so that you can eat anything, is what Dr. Yuen said. How does that make you feel now when you think about that?
Okay, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say. Sorry. I think to myself, oh, that would be amazing to do that, to have that.
Okay.
But it's not, okay, maybe you understand.
Okay, so what would you like? First of all, being able to eat anything. And second of all, really not having anything affect you, right? Okay, so when you think
do that same midline thing and say I bleed on having things affect me?
Well, just delete any negative. I delete any negative experiences. Just say that to start with. Delete any negative experiences.
Okay.
Associated with authority figures, because that's your root cause right there is authority figures, and so we have to clear that first. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to speed up your perception, because your brain has to be very quick in your perception. So whether you perceive this or not, I'm speeding up your perception to 100% infinite potential. Dr. Yuen, what do you feel when you think about her eating anything now?
No, she could do that. She just have to be strong with being unsure. She should be sure of everything in her life and not be, mostly unsure.
So when you say to yourself, I am sure of everything in my life to 100%, just say that to yourself a few times. Dr. Yuen's putting the energy behind you, which is more important. So that when you say that, you have the strength and the energy behind it, so it's congruent. And that's really very important. Are you feeling the strength and congruency as we're directing this to you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you feeling more sure?
And then my brain goes, I think so, which is obviously not a sure thing.
No, you don't want to think. Just stop thinking and just feel. That's what the Yuen method is. Stop thinking and feel.
Yeah.
Dr. Yuen, do you have anything you'd like to add?
You may want to make it strong for her to delete her mind and use her brain more. And that would solve pretty much her situation.
Okay, so did you follow that? Dr. Yuen was telling me, you want to get your mind out of the way. So how do you do that? You delete your mind from your physical body to another dimension, universe, existence, time, and place. So Dr. Yuen just did that for you because your mind was taking over. And what you want is just the opposite. You want your brain and your brain receiver to be on, because that the mind is where all the negative emotions, and that's where, your mind's going to sabotage you 99% of the time. And that's what's happening. So with now that your mind's been deleted, how do you feel? You feel more sure?
It's so funny because when you said that, my first thought is, I think so. Which is,
But you don't think, you just feel. You'll get used to it. It's something
more in my power than I was before you called on me. I mean, I know that I feel bad.
Okay, so that's good. That's a good place to start, is that you are in your power. And for all of our listeners who paid attention to that, you all benefited from that, because we all, what this is all about. We're directing you strength so that you're in your power 100%, 100% infinite potential. And that's really important, to be in our power and not have anything affect us. So stay tuned more with us and check back in. I mean, you may even want to take this further with, a consultation with, me or Dr. Yuen, or even join a clinic and really go even deeper into some of those issues with eating and whatnot. Like I said, the Yuen method isn't something that you just do once, but that was a great start, is just being in your power, because I did feel a huge shift in you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Yes. Okay. So stay strong. We're directing you strength, and keep us posted on your success. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Okay, so I see a lot of people writing in here. Dr. Yuen, someone's asking, what if you feel too much?
Well, it's pretty much a misinterpretation. When people say they feel too much, is that they have a reaction or their emotions about it. And and they also have sensation. The sensation could be like sensitivity about it, and that could be put it back, you know, to balance and center and stabilize, and the person was not going to have that kind of challenge in their life.
Okay, so there's been a lot of live energy taking place here tonight. I know a lot of you are asking, you know, questions, and, you know, we appreciate that. But if for more information, you can go ahead and click. There's two links in the admin on the page here. And if you click on those, one of the links will tell you all about the five-week clinic. So if you're asking about specific personal issues you'd like deleted, we highly recommend you joining a five-week clinic. And it's personalized resolution of your pain and stress. And it's every week for 5 weeks. And we always have one coming up. The next one is in July. So check it out. All the details are there. We also have in July, if you click on the schedule there, that link will take you to the telecourse that's in July. And it's deleting all family problems on the spot. And you can learn how to do this on yourself, on your loved ones, on your pets. Like the woman said, you know, she has a dog that needs some help. So it's a wonderful way to learn the Ewan method. The class is coming up in July. So if you like what's going on here and you want to get more into this, definitely take a course or take a clinic or go even further with a consultation. And regardless of if you join us or not, come back for more free streams, because we do this every month. And like I always say, you know, you can continue improving yourself on a daily basis. Okay, so we're going to take another live caller and continue.
All right.
Okay.
323.
323. 323, you're on live. Okay, we'll take another one.
All right, 703.
703, you're on live.
Hi.
Hi, okay, that's great. You're here with us. And your name?
Hi, I am calling about two things. First is, I feel like I have a confused mind.
Okay.
And here's what I mean by saying that. So I've read the book, and from having watched your videos, I think what you guys do is amazing.
Great.
And I want to learn the Ewan method, and I feel like I can't move forward because, one, I'm out of touch with my intuition.
Okay.
And I can't tell the difference between strong and weak, so I wasn't sure if I took the classes, would I be able to do that? And I want to do this for myself.
Okay, so let me stop you there, though. It seems like you when you say you're talking the Ewan method language, what's strong versus what's weak and your intuition. So have you taken a class before?
No, I have. I've read the book.
You've read the book. Okay.
I've read a lot about it online.
Okay,
and
so.
I do want to learn,
okay,
but
so,
I just feel like it has to do a lot with the intuition and from reading the book.
Okay, so how do you feel right now? When you think about your intuition, let's just go right into it, because this isn't really, you know, you want to talk less and take action. So let's just make you strong for your intuition, because that seems to be the problem, right? You're doubting that you have the intuition to do the Ewan method. And that's really not true, because when I tune into you, you're very open, you're very receptive. And I feel a lot of strength coming from, but I do feel a little bit of doubt, just self-criticism about yourself, which comes from school. So you feel like it's just, you have a negative experience with school and with learning. So I don't know if that clicks to you or not consciously, but that's subconsciously what your spirit's telling me. So I'm going to go ahead and delete any school experiences, any negative emotions, any fear about learning and learning fast, and any teachers. There's a few teachers that you had negative experiences with. So just with deleting all your school and the past learning experience you've had, think about learning the Ewan method. And I just strengthened your intuition and being able to feel the difference between strong or weak. And that feels pretty strong to me now. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I feel a change.
Okay, good.
I do feel it. I'm still a little unsure, but I do feel better. So a lot of my issues, so thank you for that.
Great.
A lot of my issues, I feel like I think too much, and I have this confused mind. Like,
okay, so let's get rid of your confusion.
Sometimes I just feel disoriented. I feel like I don't know if I don't feel grounded. I feel like,
okay.
I don't know if I'm real, the world's real, it's just really strange, and then I feel like, okay, I'm going crazy, I can't do this, right?
No, you're not going
really
crazy.
I want to do this to help myself,
That's
help
great.
Others around me, because I...
Okay, so you want to do this. You want to help others. I'm going to strengthen you so that you have no confusion. And I'm going to take, you know, like Dr. Yoon says, delete your mind. I'm going to delete your mind out of your physical body so that it no longer sabotages you. It no longer confuses you because it's coming from your mind. So let's go ahead and delete that to another dimension, universe, existence, time, place, places unknown. Completely get your mind out of your body and strengthen your brain. So I'm going to re-energize your brain, turn on your brain receiver to 100% infinite potential. So with that, do you feel more clarity? Do you feel more clarity with just doing that correction?
I'm still a little unsure.
Okay, so what I feel is your perception.
Before I called.
Okay, so your perception.
I
don't
want to sign up for the classes. I just want to feel more sure that I can actually do what you guys do.
Well, anybody can do this. We all can do this. We all have the ability. And it's just really getting in touch with your feeling, your perception, your intuition, that really strong insight that gives you the right answers. And like I said, I feel that your brain receiver is very strong and that you'd have no problem learning this and you'd learn really with ease.
Really?
I felt that your perception was a little bit weak. So I strengthened your perception. And I'm speeding up that so you feel changes instantly. Because if your perception is slow, then it kind of like slows things down for you. So that's really what it was. It was just your perception. So I sped up your perception. And do you feel more clarity and speed now?
I do feel better.
So when you think about taking the next UN method class, how does that make you feel?
I'm not at 100%, but I'm definitely better.
Okay, so
I'm definitely better. I didn't know that I was actually. I feel like I'm open to it. I wasn't sure that I had the clarity that you're saying I have. So
you,
it's good
you definitely had clarity, but I'm gonna delete. I'm gonna feng shui your house because there's a lot of clutter energy there. So and some energy.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
There's a lot of things in your house. You got to do a house clean.
Going on. Internal chaos.
But a lot of you, I'm going to clean out that your house energy because there's some chaotic energy in your house and the dynamics are weak. So I'm strengthening the dynamics inside your home so you feel more clarity where you sleep and where just on a day-to-day basis, really being in your home. So does that feel stronger to you?
I feel stronger in general. My mind feels clearer.
Your mind feels clearer. Okay, so that's a great start. Your mind feels clearer, and you know when you think about taking the class, you released all those negative energies associated with that. So learning strong. What do you feel, Doc? You're strong to learning? Strong?
You've done a good job. The thing is that, see, once you're certain, you trigger all the uncertainty experiences. So when you move that, then she got it.
Okay. Did you follow that? The certainty triggers all the uncertainty, so you want to be neutral to that. So
delete the effect of it.
Delete the effect. So do you feel neutral now?
Now she's more certain now.
I do feel.
Yeah, because when you're certain.
Because my biggest fear was I take the class, I go and I do this, and I'm not going to be able to. What if I can't and I want to?
Okay.
Well, you were constantly improving, so there's no way you cannot do it, right? So, like I said, the input I gave you is that when you're certain, it just triggers all your experience when you were not certain. So, it trivial is that, right? So,
interesting.
Okay.
Now you don't have any experience
of
being uncertain.
The next thing I want to do is just when I apply these corrections, I just want to have the same effect that, you know, how you guys are able to do it with such an ease. That's what I want to do.
Well, it's like breathing air. It's like eating. It's like doing anything else. It's just, it's so natural that once you take a cup, you know, class, you'll be integrating it in your life on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
And it's something that you need to experience. You know, it's not, the book is great. I tell everybody, read the book for the principles, but this is something you've got to experience. That's why I come on the free streams monthly. We have these every month And whether you get to specifically speak with us or not, it really doesn't matter because it's not limited by distance. It's not limited to one-on-one. As others get better, you improve too. So pay attention right now to all the listeners as you're watching this, how you feel in your physical body, because a lot of those blocks are just going to start to delete down to zero, minus infinity, up to 100% infinite potential. So I'm so glad you got to participate and talk to us tonight. I'm glad you're feeling those shifts, but definitely continue because the Yuen Method is a way of life.
So, all right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. So I know we went, you know, we had a lot of callers. Doctor, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners at all about Father's Day and the family and anything at all?
Well, definitely about the fathers, you know, how father relate to their children, and now it actually gets to that point where the father relating to their children, they have not been strengthened and deleted as much as how the children relate to their father. So we're gonna make things even now.
Okay, so again, we did this before the actual day of Father's Day, so that when you get to Father's Day coming up soon, that you have a neutrally happy Father's Day, so that your family, your father has no effect on you. So we're doing a group deletion right now for everyone so that all those negative effects, whether you're conscious of this or you're not, any negative effects that your father could have on you, we're actually doing a group deletion right now. So Dr. Jean, what do you feel for the group listening? We have over 1,000 live listeners here. So what do you feel?
Well, everyone's been shifted.
And
you did it. And
all right, so we're shifting everyone so that you have a neutrally happy Father's Day. I mean, our family, like I said, is so important. So have that strength. So Dr. Jean, are you ready? Let's send them some strength.
Okay.
On the count of three, you ready? One,
yes.
Two, three. Energy your way. Dr. Jean does it with his brain. I'm doing it physically. So you're really like feeling this energy. So
well, you could do it even we have no hands, right? So.
Okay, so I know a lot of you are saying you feel better. This is great. Thank you so much for sharing. If you don't feel what happened tonight, we're going to strengthen you for perception because you consciously may not feel it, but there's definitely subconsciously, you know, there's energy coming at you. So, Dr. Jean, how do you feel everybody's perception is for those of people who don't feel anything?
No, perception is great. You did a very good job in improving people's perception.
Okay, so we're strengthening, like I said, everybody for the perception, for changing, and really, you know, we want you to just have an amazing life in general. Even, you know, go further than just your family, but take this out to your friends and share this. Take a class and, you know, start integrating this into all the people's lives that you love, your friends, your coworkers, you know, wherever that may be. So we want to thank you so much for joining us live. Thank you to all of our callers. And most important, thank you for staying with us. We did have a few technical glitches tonight, but we are so glad that we rebooted everybody's mind, brain, spirit, and internal human computers. So with that said, if you don't have the book, you may want to grab a copy of it and read some of the principles, maybe even join a course in clinic. Like I said, the unmethod.com has all the information there. You can send us an email at contactus@unmethod.com or info@marniegreenberg.com if you have something specific for me, or you know, any way you want to reach out to us is great, but stay in touch, stay in tune. And anything else you'd like to share?
Well, sounds good. So you said it all. So there's nothing left to be said for today anyway.
Okay, except for have a happy, neutral Father's Day coming at you soon.
All right, sounds great.
Okay, thanks for joining everyone. You see